Now go home and tell your mama that. Because we're not going to have no power in the body of Christ until we are rooted and grounded in love. And that means sometimes the pressure is there to help you develop above yourself. And they're going to talk about you and they're going to dog you and the media might get a hold, but you got to stand up there. You got to stand up there and let them know you dogging me out, but you developing me. See, haters hate because they have some shortage in their own life that they have to make up for. And you don't understand the great calling that a hater has, that God uses a hater to help supplement you in your development so that you can stand through the test. You ought to send a Christmas card to all your haters, because where you are tonight may be giving credit to some of those haters. Rooted and grounded. Now some of y'all looking at me like you're funny. Yeah, but you don't understand what I went through. I know that there are exceptions for divorce. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these guys that don't have no grounds for divorce. I ain't got no peace. I ain't happy. You gotta buy that. Something gotta go from you in order for that to come to you. That's not grounds. You understand me? Cloaked in deception, thinking it's all right for you to be selfish, thinking it's going to be better somewhere else. Let me tell you something. If you in first grade at one school, just cause you transfer to another school, don't mean you're going to be in second grade. You're going to still be in first grade at your new school. You ain't going nowhere. Rooted and grounded in love. We got to be careful as a church that we don't lose our influence, because we sin is just as much as the world. Stay together. Fight for your marriage. Well, I'm getting ready to go. And if you're getting ready to walk out of here deceived, when you come back in here, you're still going to be deceived. Yes, sir. Come on, come on. Because selfishness is a place where you can be contained. Being contained in yourself. Yeah, but Brother Dollar, I hear what you're saying, and I believe what you're saying, but I just ain't ready to do it. I just ain't ready to do it. You don't know how bad he hurt me. I just ain't ready to do it. Oh, so now he's using your negative emotions and your hurts to contain you. He's using your pain to contain you. And I wouldn't let the devil use my pain to contain me. I'm gonna love you. Because if I love you, I can get out of that containment. But if I don't love you, it's like I'm drinking poison, wishing somebody would die. And you got unforgiveness, want to come over here and pray in tongues, get some to love your roots and you'll check your roots out. Checking your roots out.
Yes, sir.
Your roots. Seko toko kalaba, your roots. Now, let me get through. Come on. Let me get through. But my pile is tripping. They probably like, ooh, Jesus, we must gonna stay in Chicago tonight. We might. And now watch this. Lord Jesus, where Ephesians? That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Whew. God's devoted people. God. Oh, God, help me on this one. So you might be able to comprehend, but you got to apprehend it. See, if you're going to ever apprehend this might, you got to comprehend. You got to grasp it with all the saints. The experience of that love. What's the breadth of it? What's the length of this thing? How is it? How deep is it? Verse 19. To know the love of Christ, not by mere knowledge only. Remember I said to you one time that some people know more than what they understand? You understand what I'm saying? Some people know everything. They done went to college and then read all the books and everything, but they ain't experienced nothing. You know, it's like my 13-year-old daughter came to me and she said, y'all just don't understand. All my life. I said, all 13 years of it? Girl, go to bed. We got time. That you may really, listen to this, this is so cool. That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ. So we're talking about not just knowing it, but knowing it and living it consistently until you start logging in the experiences that come from it. That you can tell the mighty things that happen because you're now experiencing that love. Okay, watch this. Watch this. Which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. Now watch this. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You know what the fullness of God is? Nothing missing, nothing wanted, and nothing needed. When you're rooted and grounded in love, that's what you have to look forward to. Nothing missing, nothing wanted, and nothing needed. That you might be filled with the fullness of it. It says this love will grant you that experience of fullness. Rooted and grounded in it will grant this experience of fullness. Now listen to this out of Amplified. I'm almost there. That you really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God, that you may have the riches, measure of the divine presence, and become a body holy, whole, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, filled, and flooded with God himself. Well, God is love. And the more you grow in love, the more you grow in God. And the more you grow in love, the more you grow in God, the more you grow in power. You can't grow in love and not grow in God and not grow in power. The more you grow in love, the more you grow in God, the more you grow in the anointing and power and blessings. Why? Because your root is right. All right, now watch this. Watch this now. I looked at this phrase. I've been looking for it for 30 years. Unto the fullness of God, you may have the richest measure of the divine presence. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I remember God trying to speak this to me, but I didn't have enough in me to get it. The richest measure of the divine presence. I finally saw it. I saw the master key to prosperity in every area. In every area. Here it is. Instead of you focusing in on trying to become rich in materials only, focus in on becoming rich in his presence. Listen to me. Listen to me. Real prosperity is evidenced by the real presence of God in a man's life. Well, listen to me. When you become rich in his presence and you walk in a room and it demands attention, like Pastor was saying tonight, and he walked down the street and that woman knew that was a man of God. When you're rich in his presence, watch this, watch this. And Joseph was a prosperous man because the Lord was with him. And you know when that was said about Joseph? when he was a slave. His prosperity and success was based on the presence of God. It wasn't what he knew as much as who he knew. Turn to your neighbor and say, who you with? Turn the other side and say, who you with? If we will begin to grow in love, grow in his presence, grow in God, grow in his anointing, his presence attracts wealth. Now listen to this. He says, show me, oh God, show me the path of life. In his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. What am I saying? Get rich in his presence. How? Practically. God is love. John 4:8. 1 John 4:8. God is love. When you get growing in love, you get growing in God, you get growing in that anointing, you get so rich in his presence. I mean, when you come around folks, they know God's on you. You're rich in his presence, man. You're practicing his presence. You're practicing consistently his presence. You're intense about his presence. And all of a sudden, his presence demands that there can be no lack in your life. His presence demands that your debts got to go. His presence demands that you got to be healed. Get rich in his presence. All right, now watch this. This is what I'm going to close with. Here is the conclusion of 30 years of study on prosperity. Here is the conclusion. The anointing to prosper. And when I use the word prosperity, I'm not limiting it to money. I'm including money, but I'm also including every area of a man's life. Total wholeness and well-being. God is love. God is love. I can't get that out of my head. God is love. He doesn't have it, he is. So I went through the Bible and just replaced it and see what I come up with. Remember this. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. He who? Love. Remember this. It is love that giveth you power to get wealth. I submit to you, I submit to this conference, I submit to this man and woman of God in this house, that the anointing to prosper is love. For without its root, you can't have the fruits. And we've been trying to get the fruits through principles only without being rooted and grounded in love. So everything that ain't been working and everything that's out of order and everything that's lacking, you now must leave this place with the intention of judging your life and judging the roots to make sure that your roots are right. And soak your roots in the love of God. And forgive. And walk like Christians. And live a love life. And when you live in that love life and the presence of God, the presence of God is growing. And the presence of God is just growing. And the presence of God is just growing. Giving won't have to be with a grudge. Because it's love motivated. Prayer prayer is not with a grudge. It's love motivated. Supporting missions. Oh my God, supporting missions. I have like gone mission wild. I'm building so much around the world, I don't forgot what I'm building. But it's paid for. Why? Because of love. So what happens? My love moves me to give. My giving is the seed. My seed brings the harvest. How am I going to be broke? How am I going to be in lack? I prosper in everything. I'm happy. I'm married. I have my children, my grandchildren. I'm thrilled. Hallelujah. I'm delivered. I'm free. I'm satisfied with my portion, and I ain't got to compete with somebody because I see their portion. I'm all right with my portion. And I might not be able to articulate as well as another minister, but I'm all right with that College Park vernacular that I have. I'm satisfied with my portion.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, I decree in this house that you will be the ultimate example of what prosperous people are to look like. And what are they to look like first? They are to look like love first. And then they can look debt-free, no lack, healed, married, delivered, and it all. Thank y'all so much. Amen.
I love you, man.
Love you.
I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, give the Lord a praise, my Lord. Now, hold on now. Hold on. We haven't called for people to be born again, and that's an act of love. You just go eat and run.